Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You know, I'm so excited. You know, imagine this. Let me tell you my history. I was born in 1961. I lived in Florida till I was 12. So like 72, 73, I moved to Arizona. Now, the space race was a big deal. My father used to own a Gulf service station. It was a full service station. I'm pumping gas at 7, 8 years old, man. You know, yeah, I'm a 35-year-old midget. You know, just give me my tip and I'll check your oil. Now, during that time, Gulf had a tab A, slot B kind of lunar lander thing. It was a big sheet, probably 11 by 17 out of cardboard that you would tear out and you would, you know, fold it and so on. And it made a lunar lander with a separate, you know, it had the lander and then the capsule that took off from the moon went back into the command module. And I was putting these together, and I wish I saved one of those because, I mean, you know, that'd be worth lots of money right now. So I was so enraptured with the space race, just like everybody was. And I thought that by the time, you know, they had the space shuttle, they finally got that going, Enterprise, of course, and it was all PR. It was all PR. It was all distraction. It was all, and that's one thing. We'll have Michael Bifora back on talk about his new book, DARPA, you know, the mad scientist. And you can see he gave this one story that he talked about when he went out to the Mojave airport out there where Burt Rutan has scaled composites. Now, the reason it's called scaled composites is that they would make prototypes to scale, like a half or a quarter version of a working model they'd actually build of some type of innovation and aerodynamics that some contractors say, well, give us a mock-up of this and we want to do some flight testing on it because, it's, you know, it's better to do that than wind tunnel and that kind of thing. So he would scale it down. It would be made out of composites. Now, they'd use fiberglass, and they upped it into carbon fibers. Well, he was building all kinds of interesting aircraft. Now, one of those in the late 80s was Voyager. Now, his brother, Dick Rutan, and his girlfriend, Jean Yeager, I think was her name, not related to Chuck Yeager, but they were out in this Mojave out there. That's where Edwards Air Force Base is and some other aerospace aircraft landing, doing place out there. It's great for doing this kind of, because you got a lot of area. Now, this old World War II training facility that was out there, they reopened it, and he was one of the first guys to come out. And yeah, this is where I want to be. I don't have anything else to do other than focus on aircraft anyway. So if you're out there, you're either eating or you're working. That's, you know, how it works. Well, what happened was, he did Voyager, and it was the first time an aircraft circumnavigated the globe, went all the way around the Earth on one tank of gas. And I think it took like 9 days. It was over a week. It was a long time. And you went in this capsule and it just did one fill of gas and you went all the way around the world. Now, that, you know, demonstrated the innovation of the time then. This is 80s. Now, that's in the Air and Space Museum, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. also. Now, that certainly put him on the map, along with his really cool designs of his rattan spacecraft, aircraft that he had before, that he did as kits. So he made a lot of money doing that, but really what he wanted to do, he had a space dream too. Well, when the Anasari X Prize came out, it was, okay, you know, I can do this. And he came up with the concept, the idea of the wings folding up. So it was like a shuttlecock. You know, it kind of oriented itself into reentry so that it was a worry-free reentry. Well, that, you know, that was a big innovation right there. Well, Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic, Virgin Records, Virgin Cell Phones, Virgin Airlines, Virgin. Now, what happened, he's in the news today because he's not making his payments to Heathrow Airport in the United Kingdom because they didn't clear snow fast enough, cost him a lot of money. He's like, hey, man, you know, I say you guys suck. So he's always in the news for something. Now, he's done a lot of transatlantic and transpacific hot air balloon stuff. He's a big promoter, and he's risking his life. But is he risking his life and that of his mother and family by being one of the first people to do Spaceship Two, go in the space and back down? He doesn't think so, because he has faith in the design. Well, after Spaceship One, he went to Burt and he said, you know, build me a fleet. We're going to space. And the tourism dollars are flooding in. It's going to happen. Now, what kind of dangers are there? Well, there's always danger. I mean, you're dealing with space travel. You're dealing with rocket engines and stuff. But he's got faith in it. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in us. I have faith in the imagination of people that is going, and this is going to attract a lot. And I know where we're going with this. I have increasingly come to the realization, as a science fiction fan and reading a lot of stuff, you know, my mind is way out here. And you find out that the obstacles are your very own government. Think about it. When you're in space and you're looking at the Earth, you're not seeing little colored spaces, you know, on a map. You're seeing we're all Earthlings. You know, we are residents of this planet, this beautiful planet. And as humanity, they want to carve us up and then pit us against each other, and then the government's offered a referee with a gun. Yay! That's why we're all about the love-olution. Well, the love-olution, the revolution between the ears of peace, of just innovation, of supporting. You know, you want to see what the future is? You look at what's rewarded and what's punished. Is innovation profit? Is that rewarded? No. It's punished. What is rewarded? Sloth, dependency, inactivity. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? You reward that, you get more of it. So I, you know, and that'd be interesting. We'll have Michael on in the future, and we'll be talking about, where are we going with this? Are we going to be looking to government to do all this high-tech innovation of new energy sources, new propulsion technologies? If I can imagine it, it's going to come. Now, this weekend, we had the Consumer Electronics Show. Big, 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 big show in Las Vegas. And I went up there, and I twisted my ankle really bad, so I was only able to go up and get my credentials and do a little bit of tour and so on. But I had two young men that were around where we were staying. They were sons of some friends I was visiting. And they and nephew of one and so on. Can we go? Give them the badge. Go, man. Go pick up a bunch of stuff. I want to know, you know, I tell you the one thing that I'm interested in. All of the whiz-bang gadgetry, 3D television kind of stuff, I so don't have an interest in. What I was interested in was power, energy. Now, of course, if I thought they had anything to do with propulsion, I'd be interested in that too, some high science stuff. But, you know, I'm going in, and I'll show you this. Here we go. Now, this is the one thing that I was interested in. Ultra capacitors. This is something that you can have. We've been talking about this on the show and so on, where you can plug in your laptop, cell phone, your electric car, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, boom, fully charged, go, and then you go to the next when you need to recharge it. This is what capacitors do, because they're not a chemical reaction. There's not a chemical reaction you're waiting for it to recharge so that you can discharge it into whatever use that you have for it. It takes electrons and it stores the electrons directly and then puts it in. Now, they have a hybrid. It's a battery ultracapacitor hybrid that's kind of a mix of a lithium ion and a capacitor that you can store. Now, the length of power that it has is not as long, but you can recharge it right away. Innovation without the government. You think DARPA is going to share this stuff with us? Hell no. Oh, in the interest of national security, I'm sure. It's going to be me and you, and we're just going to take this humanity, our minds, and we're going to space.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, what's that goal? Well, we're going, there aren't any roads. Diggers, roads in space? No. Well, you know, they try to make them. You know, they go, yeah, we own the moon. It's ours. Mars, ours. It's all ours. Who's us? Who owns it? Oh, yeah, you see where I'm going with this. You know, this is, there's a lot of news going on. And I know a lot of people expected me and wanted. I was hoping to have Michael on for 2 hours, and he wasn't available for that long. So I guess I'm going to have to talk about Gabrielle Giffords shooting. And I'll tell you how I heard about it. I was in Las Vegas at breakfast on Saturday morning, and we're sitting there having lunch. And breakfast was a long breakfast. And we're talking, me and some friends and so on. And I got a call. And I, let it go to voicemail. And I go, I'll pick it up later. So I called Gary Franchi back. Now, Gary Franchi from RTR.org, Restore the Republic. And he's like, he left the message. Yeah, I guess you know what I'm calling about. Give me a call. I want to talk to you a little bit and so on. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I was at lunch. And what it was is that a gunman, a 22-year-old young man in Tucson, saw it, necessary for him to pull a bullet in the head of a congressman here in southern Arizona. Well, a lot of things buzz through your mind. And I tell you the first thing that came to mind. We are not going to know what happened until at least the police report comes out. And hopefully we're already starting to work on that and trying to get, we do our press freedom of information request and get, and I want to see, and bloggers and people on scene and so on and such. Because whatever, the first, we learned this as young activists in the 90s. I'm going to tell you this story so you understand my perspective. Las Vegas Review Journal editor, his name is Ven Soprenowitz, a good libertarian, a good friend. And he made it clear, there was an article that he wrote for us in a newspaper we used to publish in the 90s. And he said, let me tell you how the media works. The election cycle, same thing. The news cycle, they already have whatever it is that they want to get across to the public, how they're going to frame whatever happens. They already got legislation on the shelf to do whatever with and wait for circumstances that either they create or take advantage of. Now, all the conspiracies are going to come. I'll give you, some of the just the facts that we do know. They're stipulated. But, the thing is that the initial story, the news cycle, you never get what really happens. Like all of these shootings on high school and college campuses and so on, you wait a little while and you find out that they were on drugs. They were on Ritalin. They were on some kind of psychotropic mental, I got whatever, and then they go bonkers. Well, is this part of a larger trend of the sentiments of the people? I don't know. I see them as mine canaries. They start flopping in the mine. It's time to get out. Well, I already has the feeling we're getting out. We're getting mobile. We're getting ready. The starting pistol has already been pulled. We are consolidating everything, get mobile, and go wherever. I have no idea where, but we're getting ready because I think it's going to get really bad. And this is just a side effect of a lot of these things. But what I did know I go back and I said, all right, I get in front of a computer and we just went ahead and created an article for you guys that we keep adding to. Now, ABC, Fox, CNN, news reports, the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords, and we started putting up all of the information here. It's on the front page of Freedom's Phoenix, and you see the early news stories. Now, one of them is a Fox News story. I'll go ahead and play this for you, and then we'll discuss it.
Law enforcement officials say the gunman in the crowd shot Giffords and a person in the...
Yeah, we'll go into the big screen here to do it. Now, the one thing that I wanted to make sure that you guys knew is that...
Law enforcement officials say the gunman in the crowd shot Giffords and a person in the...
I apologize. I'm trying to get you a big screen here. There we go.
Law enforcement officials say the gunman in the crowd shot Giffords and a person in the crowd shot at the gunman. A person in the crowd...
Now, that is one thing that I want to talk about. And we'll go ahead and let this thing load up. But what I want to discuss is the initial reports were that there was an armed citizen there that returned fire and they subdued a guy. Now, of course, a lot of people got shot and so on. In past stories like this, if you report, you know, this is what happened in the first couple of days, you never get the whole facts. If it came out that there was an armed citizen that was responsible for subduing someone, as has happened on a lot of university and high school campuses, a teacher went and got his gun out of his car, there was someone that was armed there. It's always you call someone, and this is one thing that Vin would always say. He goes, it's always a gun that stops a gunman, but if nobody there has it, all it is you, no guns are allowed. Well, you know, criminals don't obey laws. They got the gun. And all you did was create, you know, a safe work environment for criminals. It's like OSHA for bad guys. So if the story comes out to be true, now what they say is that this they got from AZ Central, which is the Arizona Republic here. The Arizona Republic is the state newspaper here out of Phoenix, and they are part of Gannett. Gannett also has the NBC affiliate, Channel 12, here. If it was up and they reported that's where they got the story from, we went and looked for it and it wasn't there. So is Fox News fibbing, or was that stricken from the, you know, taken off their website? And why would they do that? You know, I don't know. Let's go ahead and now I got it loaded up here. Let's go ahead and play
it. Law enforcement officials say the gunman in the crowd shot Giffords and a person in the crowd shot at the gunman. A person in the crowd shot back at the gunman. This is from the reporting of azcentral.com, which is the newspaper of for the local area there. I'm going to read that to you again. Arizona law enforcement say a gunman in the crowd shot at Giffords and a person in the crowd shot at the gunman. Can you imagine? You are at Congress on your corner. Somebody and a shootout begins as your congresswoman is shot in the head and a child is shot and killed. And people are running for their lives in America. Five others were reportedly killed, as I mentioned. Again, this is from azcentral.com. Arizona State Senator Linda Lopez, with whom our correspondent Adam Housley spoke a short time ago and is at University Medical Center, spoke to Giffords' parents and said that she is in the emergency room undergoing surgery and is very serious. We've since been updated to extremely critical. There were conflicting reports throughout the day, the paper goes on to say, including the reporting of HERE and other news organizations, which were told by very good sources that she had died on the scene. That reporting was inaccurate. Or if she did, they were able to bring her back to life and are now working to save her life. And God bless them. The NBC affiliate in Tucson reports that the FBI has now taken over this investigation, which does make sense. Fox News can't confirm that.
Okay. When the initial reporting of this, you either get, you know, we've seen a lot of tragedies like this, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, on and on and on, where you get the initial reporting kind of has a lot of the facts. They're just, you know, facts, 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 that's what's reported, but boom, then it gets scrubbed. Once we found out who the young man was, we started looking on the internet, boom. His MySpace was already deleted, a lot of other, but the YouTubes were. Now, Gary Franchi from RTR.org started downloading a lot of the files, so it's already taken and got those out, because I guess YouTube said, nope, we're not deleting them fast enough. Yep, we'll talk about it more, what's coming. We'll get more of the story in the days to come when we get the full story. Is there one? We're going to find out.
And now, Live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Turn on the tube, and what do I see? A whole lot of people crying, don't blame me. They point their crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy's too fat. Get over it. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what Freedom's Phoenix does. You know what? And I'll take a day or two to do it. You know what? What's my agenda? How about the truth? I just want to know the truth. And do I get that from the lamestream media, the media that's so last century? Is that what their goal is? I don't think so. I just got an email from, during the last break, I got a phone call from CNN, and I just let it go to voicemail, and they sent me an email. They want me to talk to them. I'll go ahead and read it to you real quick here. It says, Mr. Hancock, sorry to intrude upon your schedule, but we are working on a story tonight about the political climate in Arizona before and after this weekend's shooting, and I wonder if you might have a few moments to give me your take on events. It would be much appreciated. This is for a report to air tonight, so time is of the essence. Regards, Tom Foreman, CNN Washington, blah, blah, blah. So I just sent him a quick email. My radio show's over in 30 minutes. Call me then, please. Now, I'll tell you. My whole take on this is they are not going to be about getting the real news out. I'll give you an example of what's already starting to happen. The Libertarian Party, national and the state here, Michael Kilsky is the state chair here. He's a computer science uber geek and an attorney, a criminal defense attorney. Now, of course, when they talk to him, you know, what's he saying? He goes, I know what they're going to be doing. It's like, well, he's anti-government, libertarian, kind of libertarian. We want to make a link a libertarian. No, he's not. If you look at on his site, on the YouTube channel, he had his bio in there and a lot of books, you know, that he read and so on. There might have been, I don't know, what was that? The ones that popped out to me was Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto. Doesn't sound very libertarian to me. So I'm going, you know, this is, do I want to help them? I help them what? You know, I have no interest. You know, you want to know what I think? You know, listen to my show. Because the truth is not going to come out in the early hours. We have learned this over and over and over. But some of the evidence that would lead me to believe that there may have been a citizen gunman that, you know, protected some other people, is that, and we don't know. I mean, that's what Fox News reported and said. They were reading it off AZ Central, which is the Arizona Republic, but then when you go searching on it, it's not there. You know, why? And if they did have it, did they do a retraction that it was wrong? No, we don't know what's going on. I don't get all into these stories and so on. We'll wait another day or two. We're going to get the left's perspective because I already know what's going to happen. Are they going to use this for more gun control? I wouldn't be surprised. Just like they wheeling out Brady during the Reagan attempted assassination where there were other people injured, and I think there was a gentleman killed. There was Brady, which was one, I can't remember his first name now, Sarah Brady, his wife, started Handgun Control Incorporated. Now, they have been doing everything they can, even this state and others, you know, just trying to, you know, more gun control. And what has happened is they found out, as bad as our economy is and such, that the violent crime rate has gone down. Civilian gun ownership has reduced crime, in my opinion, and every stat shows that very thing. Will they commit statistical murder by making it more difficult for us to be able to defend ourselves? That may be the attempt. But that's not the rhetoric that's really starting to focus in the media right now. It is the rhetoric. People are being, you know, too anti-government. We got to control the, you know, and anybody that poke, we got to have biometric identification for you to be able to log on to your blog and be able to say stuff because it's words that are killing people. Words. We've heard this before. It comes from totalitarian regimes. This is what happens. So I think this is going to be more of an attempt to control free speech and certainly the internet. Now, our gentleman from the last hour, Michael Belfiore, that wrote the book Rocketeers, we're talking about the private space race, he was trying to give credit. He's got a new book out, DARPA, you know, a group of mad scientists, and we'll talk about that book soon, I'm sure. But the thing is that he's trying to go, hey, without DARPA and Department of Defense, we wouldn't have the internet. Right. No. We're going to be, you know, communicating peer-to-peer using whatever means. They shut that down to control it too much. You know, it just reminds me of that scene from Star Wars. Princess Leia goes to Darth Vader. You know, the tighter your grip, the more star systems that will leak between your fingers. They'll keep doing what they're doing, and humanity will keep doing what it's doing. Which is what? Freedom's the answer. What's the question? Is that something they want to hear? I will go on CNN under one condition, just like when I went with Rick Sanchez on, and the reason they want to talk to me is because I was on CNN when we had the protest when President Obama came here, and we were wearing our firearms doing the radio show live, and Chris, the black man with the AR-15, and I went on, you just Google Ernest Hancock, CNN, and you'll see the spot. Well, it was supposed to be 3 minutes, turned into about eight, and they did their best to try and make us look bad and so on, and we just had our way with them. And the thing was is that they want another bite of the apple, but they know better. They're not going to want to do it live. They're going to do it taped, and I'm not going to do it. MSNBC wanted me to come on and tape, and I'm like, no. So they kept reporting, well, we talked to Ernest, and he won't come on. Hey, dang Skippy, I won't, because you're a lion sacks of snot, put it nicely. I am of the opinion that the lamestream media, the media so last century, is dead. It is done. No one goes there to get the truth. The only reason that we report what is in the media, the traditional old media, O-L-D-E, is because we want you to know what is being reported and see their slant and their mindset on such important stories like this. I can wait. I will wait. I'll talk to people on the left. We'll have, you know, the rest of the week, we'll go ahead and pepper the show with half-hour interviews. A lot of people want to talk about this because they're going to be talking about the rhetoric out there. That's what's damaging. Free speech is causing violence. But they will never, ever approach the one question that they want to avoid above all else. Why? Why? Why are people angry? Why? No, heck no. You're not allowed to ask why. Why would someone want to bomb us? Why would someone want to kill us? Why would somebody want to cause us harm? Why? And who's us? You think the people around the world care about, you know, families in the middle of what for? It's the United States federal freaking empire government military M16, F-16s on their corner. Socially and economically engineering the planet, we wouldn't want it. Why would they? These are not questions they're going to allow. And even if I get to fully express myself on tape, that won't be what's aired. I don't go live. I don't do it. I know better. I've been doing this a long time. Liars. By omission, liars. They are. So we'll see what happens. Oh, they'll be all schmoozing and nice and flattery and try to appeal to your vanity. Ooh, you have to be on CNN and everything. Heck no. Are they going to tell the truth? Are they even going to ask the right questions? No, they're going to do this libertarian. They already tried. They started talking to libertarian officers at National and here in the state of Arizona. They were wanting to, you know, this guy, oh, he's libertarian. He's one of you guys. You know, he's anti-government, but one of you. No, he's not. You know, we're about love. We're about peace. I do not advocate acting out violently like this because that is what they need. It serves their purpose. I am all about ignoring them. Still voting? Really? Seriously? Why? Are you going to town meetings? I got a phone call from the 10th Amendment Foundation. It's a group that's going to have an event here in Arizona. I said, you know what? You create a banner ad. I'll give you a week or two free. Put it up on Freedom Speech. You announce whatever and people go if they want, whatever. I wash my hands. You're still voting? You know, go ahead. There's another event, a Tea Party event in February. Dr. Ron Paul's already agreed to come speak. They asked me if I would participate. I go under one condition. One, I get to say what I want. And the second thing, I just want you to know, if I get to say what I want, they're not going to want me to participate. Because I'm all about the individual. Scary. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Yep, I just got another email from CNN. Here we go. Yep, thanks, will do. They're going to call me at the top of the hour after we do the show. Now, I just got a call from Gary Franchi. He wants to do a quick Skype after the show also. And I told him, let me go ahead and talk to CNN and see what's up, and we'll talk about that on his show. Now, the thing is that I already know where this goes. You know, fortunately, as an experienced activist, it's all about manipulation of whatever agenda that they have. So my first thing is, I'm going to be, are we going to do this live? Well, no, we got to go. Well, I don't want to talk to you. Well, what's your opinion? I don't want to talk to you. You know, if we don't do live, I don't want to talk to you because I already know better. So this is, you know, I'll forego the attention and, you know, big giant hit on Freedom's Phoenix and all this other stuff because it's not worth it. I will not help them lie to you. I will not do it. That's what they do. That's why we're here. So we'll go ahead and see what happens with that with Mr. Tom from CNN. Now, Tom Foreman. Now, the thing is that I want to talk to you about is how the news cycle works on this. From our experience, you will not find out what really happens until way after this. They will have already introduced legislation. They will already have Congress voting on stuff. Heck, it may even make it to Obama's desk before you even get the police report. Now, you have, you know, these guys, Mine Canary, I'm shocked. In fact, the breakfast that I have with some friends, as we're talking about, hey, man, we're, you know, it's over financially. I'll give you an example. It goes like this. You have from now, tomorrow, will the economic system come down? Well, it's probably a 0% that's going to happen tomorrow, or it's a, you know, a low chance. You put the window out to 10 years, will it have happened by then? Yeah, it's pretty much 100%. Now, yep, math, they're not going to be able to sustain whatever it is that they're doing. You know, Spain, Portugal is going to be one of the first ones to go. Already, Swiss banks have said, we will not take the debt or bonds from Portugal as collateral for anything at Swiss banks. That's the first shoe. Here we go. Now, Portugal, as it was described to me, you got a big 4-foot square breakfast table. Well, they're like the sugar packet, you know? Spain is like the whole table. Then you get to Italy. You get the whole Italy. Well, heck, that's like 4 tables. So, you know, Portugal is just the beginning of this. So what we're going to have is that, you know, it hits Spain. Oh, man, it's all over. So is that going to be 3 months, a year? 5 years? It is inevitable. The mathematics is, it's already set in stone. So how fast, the starting pistol is done in my life as far as I'm concerned. How fast can we get ready to get mobile to go where we need to go? That's what we're working on right now. So CNN wants me to talk to them about what? I'll talk to them at the top of the hour, but I tell you this, they are not going to, one, have it live again because they got beat up last time we did that. And they are not going to even broach the question of why. One thing that they want to do, Sarah Palin is going to get nailed on this one. Take a look at this. Sarah Palin, during the 2010 run-up into that election cycle, had a, we got to target, you know, the bad guys. We got to target them with an election of Republicans. Now, what she chose to do was to put crosshairs on the various congressional races. Now, John McCain had something to say. He's like, oh, yeah, we got to reload. Let's go, you know, all this kind of rhetoric. Was it planned? You know, was this, you know, was it to amp up this kind of, you know, the tea parties? We're going to go get them, what for, and whatever. The Love Illusion didn't play. No, heck no. We're out here going, no, no, you're still voting? You know, you're assuming that we even care what these people think. Now, one of the crosshairs here, they listed it, Gabrielle Giffords, Arizona Congressional District 8. Well, when you got some mind canary, you know, flips over, and what do? They go out and, for whatever reason, they goes and he puts a bullet in her head and then starts emptying an extended magazine on his Glock, 9mm. This is what we know that. And all of a sudden, they also get the presiding federal judge in Arizona District Court here, from what I understand, he dies. You know, was he even a target? They even know he was going to be there. We don't know. Now, one of the other interesting things is that Gabrielle Giffords is married to Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is a shuttle astronaut. In fact, he is the last commander of the last shuttle mission. Let's go ahead and take a look at his picture right there. Gabriel Giffords is married to Mark Kelly, which is going to be the last shuttle mission commander, which is going to the International Space Station, which it just so happens that his twin brother is the commander of the International Space Station in orbit right now. So we have, you know, kind of, you know, segues into this space thing, too. Now we have Gabrielle, married to the last commander of Endeavour, that's going to the space station, last shuttle mission there, his twin brother commanding SSI. How's that going to be spun? I have no idea. This is very, you know, it's so complex, the issues here. And, of course, the lords of the internet have taken down any and everything that he's had to say, you know, his MySpace, some other places where he's doing, but they weren't able to get the YouTube thing down yet. Why? Did they have something to do with it? Did they replace it? They put it up? Conspiracy theories will abound. So, fortunately, Gary Franchi, being a, you know, the rat mind, he went and started downloading and taking cache pages and everything. Now, think about it. Google caches all of the internet also. Are cache pages available, or did they take them down too? YouTube is part of Google. Why would they leave it up and not do the other? You know, it's just all these are the kind of questions I want. Because the question is what? Why? Why do they do these things? I'll guarantee you there is legislation already, and I don't think they fear an armed populace as much as they fear an informed one. Here comes the internet controls. I am of the opinion that we have a lot of interesting legislation already sitting up there, ready to go, go, go. And when the legislatures on the state and the federal, they're going to get in line. And as Speaker of the House said, an attack on one of people that serve as an attack on all of us. I prefer to attack them with words. I prefer to ignore them with words. I will go ahead and get the left's perspective on this, because already, immediately, there are already, within 36 hours, there was already Democratic Party operatives doing fundraising using this shooting. What do you expect is going to happen? So tomorrow we'll have some interesting things to talk about, and I'm sure Gary Franchi will have his episode up tonight, the Skype interview that I'll do with him after the show, after I talk to CNN. But I just, from experience, you're not going to get the news from them. So what we did is we put up, you go to the front page of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com right now, and you'll see the story. ABC, Fox, CNN News report shooting in the head of a Representative Gabriel Giffords, and the videos and so on of what the initially was being said. And what did Fox News report? What the Arizona Republic here was reporting, that there was an armed gunman in the crowd that engaged a gunman. You're not hearing it anymore. Was it a lie? Were they incorrect? Did they retract the story? We don't know. And we're not going to know until we actually see the police reports or get interviews of the people there. Now, the father of the young girl, 9-year-old girl that was born on 9/11, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, links into this thing. A federal judge, presiding federal judge, a young girl born on 9/11, a deranged gunman that applied for the U.S. Army and was rejected? How often does that happen? Why did it happen? And was he really rejected? On his musings on YouTube, his big thing is mind control. He's, man, they're doing, you know, the mind whatever stuff going, you know, that's of interest. Was he on any medications? Were they prescribed and mandated by the government? I mean, you know, this is, it's just, they're going to spin this all which ways to Sunday. So we're going to go ahead and take our time. But starting tomorrow, we'll go ahead and start having people that definitely we're probably not going to agree with. But they're going to give you a perspective. They're all ready to go. Man, they got them lined up. I got all kinds of requests to interview these people on the spin that they're going to take on how we need to control the internet to make it illegal to amp up dissent against the man. That's where this is going. Have we been talking about this? It wasn't if this was going to happen, it was when, and how it was going to be spun. Take away more of our freedom. Now, the father of this young girl, he said, no, I don't think we need to curtail the freedoms of individuals anymore. Now, he was on CNN. I mean, he's live, he's on the phone saying, No, we've already taken away too many freedoms. Will you be hearing from him ever again? His young daughter, beautiful young thing, love of his life, is murdered, and he's not advocating for more controls against our freedom. Probably never hear from him again, will we? We'll talk to you tomorrow. It'll be interesting.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.